Thanks much. This is, I think this is more of a problem for fresh fruits and vegetables. That's one of the benefits of dry produce. You have a longer shelf life. Although sometimes the market gets flooded and it's not even worth keeping the cool storage going, you know, or the air condition on, or, but one of the things it's, I have to say, some of the dry fruit and nut producers I've met worldwide, they might be among the most innovative people in getting rid of their product. They will shift it around, they will convert it into something else, into power bars, into baking mix, into fruit mix, trail mix, and, you know. So I was in an African country, and the person was doing dry bananas and plantains, ripe dry bananas and plantains, and the market went bad. The person began cutting it, chopping them in small pieces and selling them as baking ingredient, which I found was very, you never thought of, instead of using raisins, using dried bananas or plantains, ripe bananas or plantains. But yeah, I was very impressed of that, the way, and the added value, and in fact, the product took off. In the area, it literally replaced raisins and prunes in baking. They were even grinding it into making a powder and a little moisture to make it more like a prune paste, more like a paste. So, yeah. But we'll take all these comments in mind and act on it. I think we have come to the end of day one.